coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in beautiful downtown Auburn, Maine. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, Lewiston Auburn's afternoon morning show with Mark and Pam, because Sarah's on vacation.
Does that not make it a bunch?
I think we need three to be a bunch. Yeah, we may be living a lie here, Pam.
Club, bunch, you know.
We'll make up for
two,
it.
Two, three.
We'll make up for it next week when Sarah comes back.
Sounds good.
Lydia's Lunch Duo? It doesn't quite have the same ring.
Does not.
We are covering news and events in the greater Lewiston Auburn area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. You can give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings. 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. And our newest sponsor, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to weekend refreshments, don't botch it, squatch it. At 6 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
And how about that Lady Sasquatch we sampled yesterday? So good.
I won't lie, I finished it later in the afternoon. Well, later into the afternoon. It was still bubbly and still good.
So not as you were walking back to your office after the show?
No.
Okay.
No, I had many things to do and that would have not helped.
I will be picking up a couple of 4-packs of Lady Sasquatch this afternoon as the weekend is upon us. If you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. And on Fridays from here on out, we're going to be doing something a little different. We're going to be covering what you can do over the weekend in the greater Lewiston Auburn area.
I like that.
Yeah,
There's a lot to choose from. I think sometimes we're like, oh, what do you want to do? There's nothing to do around here. And then all of a sudden you start looking and the list goes on and on.
You're just bombarded with options. And that's what we're trying to do for you here on Fridays. Get your weekend off to a good start so you can make some plans and go out and have some fun and see what this community has to offer. Let's start off with one of our favorite events.
Yes.
Uncle Andy's Digest. The September issue Happy Hour is happening today from 4 to 6 p.m. at Burnt Ends Barbecue in Auburn.
Yeah, it's right here on Center Street. They have great barbecue. We'll be doing some Lydia Media swag giveaways. They have cornhole. Maybe we should bring our cornhole boards.
Let's do it.
How's
your cornhole game? Are you good?
It's hit or miss. Yeah. I don't play very often, so when I'm on, but when I'm off, it's really hard for me to find it. But I enjoy it.
We'll be having fun with cornhole today. We're not having a tournament or a competition. Maybe a little friendly competition.
Friendly competition.
Yeah, maybe for some swag or something.
We'll buy you a beer if you win.
Yeah, come on out. It's going to be a great time at Burnt Ends Barbecue at their new location on Center Street in Auburn. It is just awesome in there.
Yeah, it's a great space. Their bar is beautiful. There's plenty of space to move around. They have a side area if you want a private party. Yeah. They can provide a semi-private bar and set up food for you, all separate from the restaurant. And then, you know, we've had birthday party in there before, and it's great. We brought in our own little cake, and I actually ended up buying, you know, a party pack and put it on the table, and everybody did kind of buffet style. It worked out perfect. You know, there was probably 10 or 12 of us, and, you know, nobody had to order their own meals. So it was a great setup.
Yeah, you can tell as soon as you walk in, that was the vision for Burnt Ends.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a much smaller location in Lewiston that they started out with and then moved their operation to 120 Center Street in Auburn. And it's incredible. So come join us. It's going to be a great time this afternoon, 4 to 6. And you can pick up the newest issue of Uncle Andy's Digest. The Franco Center kicking off their 25th season with the Best of Broadway. You can hear the biggest hits of popular Broadway shows performed by exceptional local performers tonight and tomorrow. And more information and tickets are available at francocenter.org. org.
It sounds very intriguing.
It
like
does.
All
yeah.
the best Broadway hits are the biggest yeah. hits from Broadway. Yes, please.
Yeah, go check it out. The Franco Center is one of the gems of the Lewiston Auburn community.
For sure.
Yeah, in the old St. Mary's Church.
It's a beautiful building.
The upstairs venue is just incredible.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. I think it seats over 400 up there. And then they have Heritage Hall downstairs.
It's a great venue to have in the community, for
yep.
sure.
Go yep. check it out. We have Olive Pit Brewing at 16 Main Street in Lisbon Falls with a Jimmy Buffett tribute.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Margaritaville.
Going to be some shark fins floating around at Olive Pit Brewing today. That's happening from 6 to 9. And they have a Jimmy Buffett tribute band. Of course, there will be cheeseburgers available.
In Paradise.
In Paradise.
If you can't take a vacation, I feel like this is the next best thing. Just, you know, play some Jimmy Buffett, some Olive Pit beer, you know. You know, dogs are welcome there.
Really? Yes. I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can bring your pup right in.
So Lydia can hang out.
She has been there. Yep. She likes anywhere she's welcome. She's like, can we go there?
I got to tell you, Pam, I felt pretty special yesterday. You left the office after the show, and Lydia came to hang out with me for a little bit.
Aww.
Made my day.
There you go. Didn't even have her luxury bed in here.
That's
she
right.
She came to visit.
She got all kinds of pets, and then she just laid on the floor next to me.
Did she start snoring?
No.
We need a sound bit of that because...
She was very ladylike.
Oh, well, good for her. She, yeah. She mind her manners.
The cheeseburgers at Olive Pit will be provided by Benchwarmers Food Truck. I think they're new on the scene, on the food truck scene. So go check it out. Should be a great time. And I got to tell you, Sherry and I went to New Orleans, I think it was like 10, 12 years ago, and they had a Margaritaville restaurant. And they have, instead of bar stools at the bar, they have tire swings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You sit inside a tire and you drink your margarita and you have a great time. So we did that. And then we went out on the patio to eat and we heard some noise and rustling and bustling on the inside. And we went to check it out.
Did someone get stuck in a tire?
No. Nope. Oh. It was Jimmy Buffett.
Oh.
Jimmy Buffett.
No way.
Hanging out at his own restaurant.
That's amazing.
It was.
Like, you only wish for things like yep. that to happen.
Yep.
So cool.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Because there's a lot of Margaritavilles.
Yes. And Sherry's a fan. She got her picture with Jimmy, and it was pretty awesome.
I mean, Jimmy Buffett's one of those people that you kind of wish you could be.
Yeah. I know, right? It doesn't seem like he's got a whole lot of stress in his
no.
life. Yeah. Hanging out,
eating
drinking
cheeseburgers
margaritas.
And eating cheeseburgers in Paradise. Yeah.
Yeah. Which Hawaiian shirt am I going to wear today?
Right.
Oh, the
yeah.
decisions.
And probably has someone picking that out for
That's
him,
right.
too.
We don't want to stress him out. Oh, my goodness. How about Sliders Sports Pub celebrating their one-year anniversary?
Speaking of cornhole.
Yes. Oh, those boys take it seriously.
They sure do.
You can go there and play for fun, but if you want to get in on a cornhole league or in a tournament, you want to talk to the folks at Sliders.
Yes, they Friday have- night.
I think they have seven cornhole lanes. It's a huge venue inside the Lewiston Mall. And
yeah, they did a good job with that.
Absolutely. They're going to have giveaways and drink discounts and live music with Burning Time and Identity Crisis.
Cool.
They're going to be playing from 8 to 11. And that is happening tomorrow at 11 a.m. at 40 East Ave in Lewiston. That's right in the Lewiston Mall. So go check that out and have a great time with the folks at Sliders. We had Jen Bonig on the Lunch Bunch podcast last week talking about the Auburn Blues and Brews Festival, and that is happening tomorrow from 1 to 6 p.m. on Main Street and Festival Plaza in Auburn. And be sure to check that episode out because Jen shares a little bit of inside info on the Blues and Brews Festival. The bands performing are Juke Joint Devils, Mark Miller and Friends, the Blue Steel Express, and Continental Shakedown featuring Dave Wakefield and Pat Pepin. They have all kinds of local craft brews available, food trucks, and everything you would want at a Blues and Brews festival. It's a party, literally, waiting to happen.
Yes, and I like we had discussed before, I love it when they shut the street down.
Yes.
There's a whole street party. Everybody's just wandering around, listening to great music, having some good beer, and just... hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be great weather too.
I was just going to say the weather looks awesome. So any outdoor events happening this weekend, it looks like they're going to benefit from the good graces of Mother Nature.
Yes.
And you can get more information at auburnblues.com.
Speaking of festivals.
What do you got?
We got the Greek festival we just had.
That's right. We had Melissa.
Melissa on.
Yeah.
That actually starts today.
Yep, it sure does.
Both days, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8 p.m. Now, they also have live music and Greek food, which would be the reason I would go.
You and I were getting awfully hungry when yes. Melissa was going through the menu.
Definitely.
Yes.
And I'm not going to try to pronounce any of them.
The Lewiston Auburn Greek Festival happening today and tomorrow at Holy Trinity Church, 155 Hogan Road in Lewiston. And talking about live music, they'll have that there as well. So all kinds of great stuff, live music, dancing, a great time.
And happening. Great weather. What more can you ask for?
Happening at the Lewiston Auburn Greek Festival today and tomorrow. Earlier this week, we had Ray Dumont from the Public Theater, and he was telling us about Julia Gagnon.
Yes, he was.
Maine's American Idol finalist performing live at the Public Theater in Lewiston. That's happening tomorrow at 7 p.m. And the great thing about this, Julia she's made the rounds.
She has.
In Maine. She's performed at the Moxie Festival, and she's been at the Balloon Festival and a lot of other great events. But those were like just abbreviated performances. Mm-hmm. There were a song or two. This one is a 90-minute performance. It's a concert.
Full concert. It's a very intimate setting, you know, only 300 seats in the house. This is going to be a really cool opportunity to see Julia. So I'm excited for the Public Theater and our community to be able to see that performance. So.
And I love that they're starting to do events like this as well. Concerts
into the Public Theater. Just different things. And I think that helps bring other people into that venue that may not necessarily have ever been there.
Like Ray was saying, you know, a lot of people have never been to the Public Theater before,
right.
And then they go see a show and they're like, where has this been all my life?
Yeah.
And
it's funny.
Here.
It's like, how did you not know this was here? But there's so many different things here, you know, and if you don't have a specific taste or thing that you go for, you might not know that the Public Theater is there and what a great venue it is. But so doing different things like this is definitely opening the doors to a whole different audience. So, so cool.
Julia Gagnon live at the Public Theater. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. And you can get your tickets at thepublictheater.org. If you're looking for some comedy, Great Falls Comedy Club presents Casey Crawford. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's at 34 Court Street in Auburn. And Casey Crawford, have you seen him before?
I'd need to see a picture.
Yeah. If you're a fan of like the Stephen Wright style of comedy, where it's a lot of just smart, witty one-liners.
Yes, okay.
That's Casey.
All right.
Casey is a brilliant joke writer. Casey's going to be recording an album in Boston in a couple of weeks. So this is like a preview to that album, because when you're a comedian, you're getting ready to record, you do that same set, you're getting ready for the big night, and you'll be able to see Casey at Great Falls Comedy Club in Auburn tomorrow at 7. You can go to greatfallscomedyclub.com for tickets and more info there as well.
And talking about a intimate setting, like that's a great venue, like you're right there, you feel like you're hanging out with the comedians and stuff, so it's a great spot.
Absolutely. The Lake Auburn Half Marathon 5K and Kids Fun Run.
I should be doing that, but I'm not.
At Lost Valley. That's happening Sunday at 7 a.m. I should be as well. I'm right there with you. And if you are registered for that event, packet pickup is today from 4 to 7 at Lost Valley. And the cool thing about this event, all race proceeds are donated to Moving Me Forward. It's a local 501c3 organization whose vision is to be a cultivator of social change in the area of health and fitness within Maine communities. That's what I loved back when I was running regularly. I used to do all kinds of 5Ks and 10Ks and all that stuff. Every race benefited an organization, a nonprofit in the community.
Yeah, I love to run 5Ks. 10Ks, me, once in a while. I've never done a half marathon, definitely not a marathon. But the running community is so cool. Like, they're just such positive people, and you know, they're very open and welcoming to all kinds of different runners. So I enjoy running races. I enter races to make myself habitually run, which I haven't done in a while, but it's so fun. I like I like running in those races.
Yeah, I think I've shared this with you previously. When I was covering sports for the LA Forecaster and the Sun Journal, like every event that I covered, there was one team that went home happy and one team that went home sad. And same goes for the crowd, right? And then they had me go out and cover a 5K. It was the YMCA Fit Fest. Mm-hmm. I think it was like, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago or something. And it was the first running event that I had ever been exposed to. I'd never attended a 5K, never covered one. And I spent the morning and a good part of the afternoon there. And everyone was happy at the end. I'd never experienced anything like that at a sporting event before.
I'm like, I don't know what to do with this.
Everyone is smiling. It's over and everyone's happy. It was great.
I'm happy that it's over.
Yeah, that's right. That finish line will put a smile on your face for sure. The Litchfield Fair is happening today through Sunday at the Litchfield Fairground. The agricultural fairs are, they're getting ramped up and ready to go here.
They sure are. Have you been to the Litchfield Fair?
I have.
I've never been to that one.
I have, yeah. So if you're looking for some cotton candy and some fun rides and games for the kids and the family, go check it out. The Lewiston Farmers Market returns on Sunday.
I love the Farmers Market.
Yes.
So great.
Fresh fruits and veggies and all kinds of stuff there. That is happening from 9:30 to 1, and that's at 2 Oxford Street.
Great location, actually. When we go to breakfast at the station and there's a wait, off to the Farmers Market we go. But no, there's some great produce over there, fresh meat, anything you can think of, spices, flowers.
Yeah, so go check that out. Again, that's Sunday, 9:30 to 1 at 2 Oxford Street. And the Auburn Fire Department, this is not happening this weekend, but it's very close. They are holding their annual Honoring the Heroes of 9/11 ceremony on September 11th at 8:15 a.m. at 550 Minot Ave. And they are also having their annual 9/11 American Red Cross blood drive from noon to 5. And registration for that is available at redcrossblood.org. I've given blood there, I think, the past 3 years or so. And it's a different experience being in a fire station.
Really?
Giving blood. I'm used to being like at the Hilton or something. But then you're at the fire station and it's 9/11 and you realize what it's all about. And when you're giving blood, you have some time to yourself. You have some time to think and reflect. And and you really appreciate what it's all about.
Donating blood is so important. There's such a shortage and there are people that are, you know, depend on it. So if you are able, please consider donating.
And it's a big day for high school sports as football season gets underway. Lewiston hosts Bonnie Eagle. Edward Little takes on Scarborough. Oxford Hills welcomes Portland. And Poland takes on Lisbon. 7 p.m. kickoff for all of those games. In field hockey, Lisbon will host Telstar at 4 p.m. And in girls soccer, Levitt takes on Gardner at 3:30, and Lisbon hosts Winthrop at 4. On tomorrow's docket, in field hockey, Levitt hosts Coney at 10 a.m. And in girls soccer, Lewiston hosts Mount Ararat also at 10 a.m.
Plenty to do this weekend.
Absolutely. Concerts and farmers markets and fairs and sports and whatever you want to do in the greater Lewiston Auburn area this weekend, there is something going on. That'll do it for our weekend schedule of events. Get out there and have fun, everybody, and we will catch you next week.
Have a great weekend.
And a reminder that this information is sourced from published and submitted information. Times, dates, and schedules may change. Please check with the venue or event organizers prior to making plans.